Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat is at 712 and a quarter, down one. Soft December wheat, 665, down one and three quarters. September corn is 506 and three quarters, down nine. December, 493 and a half, down seven. September soybeans, 1432 and a quarter, up four and a half, now four. November, 1391 and three quarters, up two and a quarter. September soybean meal, 466.80, up 8.20. September soybean oil, 4431, down 13. August live cattle, 122.97 and a half, down 42 and a half. August feeder cattle, 154.67 and a half, up 27 and a half. October lean hogs are 86.20, and they are up 17 and one half. WILO Agriculture is out at the Farm Progress Show all this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We are in the University of Illinois tent. And right there, right now, is Todd Gleason. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning to you, Dave.
Getting ready to take the stage with a legendary farm broadcaster?
In fact, we are. You know, I've forgotten about this one item, is that Orion is here each day of the week at 10 o'clock as well. So he's already in the building, and he's signing copies of his new book. So if you
want to get
a signed copy of his book, you can do that, too. Orion is here. It's a great morning. It's really nice, actually. Not too terribly bad right here on the Farm Progress Show site. Come on out and see us. We're here all day today, tomorrow, and on Thursday. We're at the U of I tent. That's at the corner of 3rd and West, about three blocks to the south or to your right when you come in the main gate.
And a huge closing market report show at 2 o'clock with a number of analysts. And the feature here is we're taking questions from the audience, right?
You bet. We'll take questions from the audience. We have, let's see, I've got to think about who I've seen so far today. Kirk Kimmel is with us. Wayne Nelson is here. We have Merrill Crowley with us. I've seen Ellen Dearden so far this morning. Zuzalo is on site today. I have not seen Gulkey yet, but Jerry should be around. And I think Mr. Boogler is here, too.
Oh, that's a huge lineup. You got to be there. 2 o'clock this afternoon in the University of Illinois tent. Thanks, Todd.
Thank you so much.
Joining us on the phone now to talk about the markets is John Hester of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Good morning, John.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. The market was quite firm for soybeans overnight. In fact, we've come very close to the November contract high, hit 409.5 on the tick today. But we've given up some of that since. What's going on?
I think it's basically a little profit-taking. I don't think the weather forecast has changed. I don't think it comes out till afternoon sometime. But, you know, I think a little nervousness probably. They made huge profits yesterday. Just, you know, carefully taking a little profit up. It was up, what, 12, 13, 14 cents there for a while, and then it sold off to down a couple, then immediately popped back to 3 to 4 up, and so they probably bought it after they sold it off and repositioned again. And I think it's the same thing going on with corn, too. They took profits yesterday, but we're still looking at a pretty large corn crop, and the beans are still suspect to what they're going to make. So, and I guess I'm friendly, probably still friendly the beans till we see a good rain come through, and then, you know, I'm not sure what's going to happen. They'll probably go down. But I think, personally, here our corn crop is the same as made. I mean, we could lose a few bushel if it didn't rain anymore, but we're in this area, I think we're looking at 100 and probably 60 to 80 bushel if it doesn't rain.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we got to remember that our product is overpriced compared to the world supply, and that hurts our demand. And I think traders are already thinking that at these prices that Brazil and South America are going to increase their soybean production. It's just how much. So that's going to put some weight on the corn and beans going forward.
September soybean contract goes in delivery on Friday, but I don't expect that should do much on futures, right?
I don't think so. I doubt if there'll be very many deliveries. There hadn't been the last couple months, so.
Not only very many deliveries, I don't think there's, I think open interest that remains, which could do delivery, is probably minuscule at this point.
Yeah,
I think everybody's probably moved to the November by now.
I think most everybody has rolled. And there's probably a few that's held out just trying to catch a big run on commercials wanting old crop, raising the basis and forcing the price up. But, you know, I don't think there'll be any beans hardly delivered. And like you say, there's probably not many in position to be delivered. Okay. So
let me ask you this. What should a hedger do to if they hadn't done much selling to capture some of this rally in the beans? What are some good ideas?
If you don't want to over-risk your position, then you
in
probably...
In part because you don't know the size of your crop, right?
Right. Well, that's partly it, yes. If you haven't sold anything, I think buying some puts, 1350, 1360, 1340 puts under this market to lock in at least $13 on your fall crop is probably a smart move on this run, because I personally believe long term that beans will not have a 13 or 14 in front of them. I think they'll be lower, I think probably at 14, over $14, you can just straight sell the board and probably end up being in great shape when the combines roll, but, there's a more of a risk factor there. And, I think if at these prices, a guy ought to lock in a little bit, because we are back at a profitable level.
What about corn at 508 and a quarter, or wherever we are at the moment? Well, that's where we were yesterday.
I think in the corn, probably 450 puts. The puts are cheaper in the corn than they are in the beans, because the contract's not worth as much. So I guess, if you want to put a floor in the corn, probably around 450, 460 in that range, I would be buying some puts on this rally. If they get up to around 525 to 540, if you're a true hedger, you could sell the futures there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this stuff's gradually going to work higher till there's a good indication that we're going to get a rain come through the Midwest, eastern Midwest.
Hasn't rained here in quite a while.
No, it's been a while. They say we got a 20% chance here this afternoon, but I don't look for it. But.
Okay, well, thank you very much, John.
Yeah, we'll see you, Dave. Have fun at the show.
John Hester of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, September corn, 506 and three quarters, down 9. December, 492 and three quarters, down 7 and three quarters. September soybeans, 1433 and three quarters, up 6. November, 1393 and three quarters, up 4 and a quarter. September soybean meals, 465.90, up 7.30. September soybean oils, 44.35, down 9 cents. August live cattle, 122.95, down 45. August feeders, 154.67 and a half, up 27 and one half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.